The Illinois Arts Council Agency provides grants to not-for-profit organizations around the state. But right now, it's seeking something back from those groups. Rich Egger explains.
What the Arts Council wants is input. The state agency is holding a listening tour around the state with a focus on central and southern Illinois. Their travels brought them to the Hub Arts and Cultural Center in Rushville. Arts Council Executive Director Joshua Davis Ruperto says the agency is striving to reevaluate its programs from a bottom-up perspective.
We want to go into communities, see what the issues are, see how we can best support the people that need the money, and build the programming based on that as opposed to doing it from the top down.
Are you trying to get out so that it's not just Chicago and Chicago area too?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's actually one of the perceptions that we're constantly fighting against. We're the Illinois Arts Council Agency. We fund the entire state. In fact, we're doing our best to try to get more and more funds into rural communities. So we really want to find the artists and the arts organizations that are doing incredible work, you know, south of I-80, and really let them know that we're here to help them do that work and to support them in any way that they need.
Why an emphasis now on rural areas?
Well, I think, you know, what's been incredibly difficult for us is we as a state agency, we're actually located in Chicago, and we had a budget impasse with the state of Illinois. We then faced this horrible pandemic, and there's been a travel ban for all state employees, so we haven't been able to get downstate. And so, unfortunately, with a lot of these smaller communities around Illinois, you know, if you're not boots on the ground, if you're not meeting people, they don't realize that we're a resource for them. So I want to make sure that we're getting into these communities, reaching the people that we haven't reached in the past, really kind of bringing them into the conversation in a way that they may have been left behind in the past.
And during the session in Rushville, you talked about you're trying to get money to people. You're not trying to make it difficult for people to write grants, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, there are certain stipulations that are put upon us by the state and the federal government that, you know, we would love to get around, but unfortunately we can't. But we're here to help people every step of the process. And we don't have a competitive process. A lot of people have this feeling that, oh, I'm not ready to compete against some of these really big organizations that may exist in Rockford or Chicago or Bloomington or wherever. You're not in competition with anybody. We're taking a look at what you're doing for your community. And if you're doing good work, we want to support that. So as long as you dot your I's, cross your T's, that money's yours. These are taxpayer dollars. They're your dollars. We're trying to get them back to you in a way that's going to support the community as best we possibly can.
You mentioned organizations doing good work. Can you describe what is good work?
Good work is being aware of what your community needs and filling that hole, basically, right? I mean, again, we're coming out of a global pandemic. The arts are a main source of healing people. And so we're needed now more than ever. On top of that, we're also an economic driver. You know, when people go to see a play or they go to an event, they don't just go to an event. They may go shopping in the area. They may get dinner. We are a resource in order to revitalize a community, right? And so we want to support those organizations that are doing that type of work to help bring back communities, bring people out of their homes, help them connect with each other, and hopefully mentally heal as a collective moving forward.
So the agency is on this listening tour.
Yes.
What are you hearing?
We're hearing a lot of things. We're hearing about a lot of struggles that people are facing. There's a lot of loss of things like rehearsal space. You know, people keep talking about coming out of the pandemic, but for arts organizations, especially our performing arts partners, they're still very much in the pandemic. They're opening to 50% capacity. They're struggling to keep their doors open, their lights on. And this is a real issue, and it's not just the major urban areas. These are small communities as well, you know. And so we want to make sure that we're gathering all this information, we're updating our grants to support that, but also, you know, passing that information on to legislators, to the governor, so they understand what's happening to our sector in these small towns as well.
Joshua Davis Ruperto is executive director of the Illinois Arts Council Agency, which brought its listening tour to Rushville. Davis Ruperto believes the arts should not be considered elitist. He says the arts are about culture, community, and shared experiences. Rich Egger reporting.